It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about some of those things we swore we'd never, ever say or do when we became parents.
How many of you listening today ever said these words? I am never going to raise a picky eater. And then you had to eat those words as soon as your kids started eating solid food.
Well, we both have, right?
Exactly.
And we've tried all the advice. Let them try a particular food multiple times. Make ants on the log so they'll be sure to try celery. And the ever popular let them help in the kitchen because they'll be more likely to eat food they helped make.
And the truth is, some of those tips helped some of the time, but we still have picky eaters. We have occasionally resorted to trickery and begging and punishing too, tried all of them. But honestly, as long as some nutritious food passes their lips and their weight is normal at medical checkups, we try to let this one go. It's very hard to win a food war with a picky eater.
Yep, and this is just one of the many examples of how humbling parenthood can be once you actually become a parent. My kid would put dirt from the playground in her mouth, but heaven forbid she would voluntarily taste a baked potato drenched in butter.
I know, I've been there. Our picky eaters are both 10 now, and we're happy to report that they're starting to be more adventurous about trying new foods. Mine eats supreme pizza now, yay!
Ooh.
But celery is still on the no way list, no matter how many adorable raisin ants are on the middle. It doesn't matter.
Mine either. Tomorrow we'll be back at the same time to talk about things we swore we'd never do or say. And remember, you can find more tips on this topic as well as new articles every day on our website, nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.